With this KLAM Sports Update for this Tuesday, June 16th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, coming your way tonight here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com, we're bringing you a Missouri River Activities Conference softball doubleheader as the Lamar's Community Softball Team heads to Sioux City for a tough test with the North Stars, who are currently second in the conference. Our coverage starts right after our 5 o'clock news around 5:20. First pitch of Game 1 is set to begin at 5:30. You can catch both games of the MRAC doubleheader right here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com. Again, that's Lamar's at Sioux City North. Coverage starts around 5:20 in softball right here on KLAM. Well, let's get you the recap from yesterday on the KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start with softball in the War Eagle Conference, where the 15th-ranked Hinton Blackhawks continued their winning ways as they defeated MMCRU by a final score of 7-2, and they did so behind the power display of Addison Dunkel, who went 2-for-4. Both hits were solo homers, so she totaled 2 RBIs in the victory. Not too shabby of a day at the office. Sydney Duska was 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs, but the leader in runs batted in was Chandley Bouvey, who went 2-for-3 with a double and 3 RBIs. Pretty impressive showing there for the Blackhawks at the plate. And Kayla Cypersma was just as good in the circle. 7 innings, didn't allow a hit, did allow 2 runs thanks to a few errors. She walked a batter and struck out 6. Quite the no-hit effort there for Kayla Cypersma as MMCRU drops that one in the contest in War Eagle Conference play 7-2. The Akron Westfield softball team, they got past South O'Brien convincingly by a score of 6-1. Peyton Vanderhelm drove in 2 runs, going 1-for-2 with a triple. Brooklyn Hughes had a triple, going 2-for-3 with an RBI. And Avery Gaswin did a little bit of everything, going 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. She also pitched all 7 innings, allowing 4 hits, an unearned run, and striking out 8 batters. The 11th-ranked Remsen St. Mary softball team stayed undefeated in conference play with an 8-0 5-inning win over Hartley Melvin Sanborn as Josie Schwickerath pitched the 5 innings, allowing 4 hits, no runs, and striking out 11 in the Battle of the Hawks. At the plate, Sophia Harpinaw went 1-for-3. She had a triple, drove in 2 runs. Hallie Bunkers was 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI, and Mia Mackin was 2-for-3, both hits being triples, and she drove in a run as well. Then here in Lamar's, this was at the Riverview Complex. It was Galen Catholic falling by 1 measly run to George Little Rock as the Mustangs defeated the Jays 1-0. That 1 run for George Little Rock came in on a couple of errors in the 5th inning, and ultimately it was enough. A very low scoring game there, thanks in large part to Kennedy Paulson in the circle, pitching 7 innings, 6 hits, allowing the unearned run thanks to the error, and striking out 7 batters. The Jays were able to get hits from Izzy Lammers, Ayla Schmidt, and Delaney Kearns, along with Delaney Budden. Kearns, Schmidt, and Lammers also reached on walks, but the Jays couldn't quite put together enough to score a run as they take a tough 1-0 loss. Elsewhere in the War Eagle Conference in softball, Trinity Christian beat West Sioux 10-3, and Sibley O'Cheaton, how about this final score, 23-15 over Harris Lake Park. Yeah, that's a softball score, oddly enough. In the Western Valley Conference in softball, Kingsley Pearson defeated Lawton Brunson by a score of 4-1. Third-ranked West Monona bounced back and got a nice victory over Woodbury Central 5-3. Ridgeview drubbed Siouxland Christian 20-0 in 4 innings, and OABCIG was a 14-4 winner over Westwood. Speaking of Sioux City North softball, by the way, who we'll have on our airwaves tonight against the Bulldogs, they defeated 15th-ranked Spencer last night in non-conference play by a score of 5-4. To baseball in the Missouri for Activities, or in the War Eagle Conference, where 9th-ranked Galen Catholic, they dominated George Little Rock to the tune of a 19-0 win in 4 innings, thanks in large part to another great day at the plate for the Jays, as Wyatt Kuntz went 2-for-3. He had 4 RBIs. Dane Lehman went 2-for-3 with a home run, his first career varsity home run. He drove in a total of 3 runs for the game. Drake Hodson went 3-for-4. He had 3 RBIs in the contest as well. It was Easton Spangler also contributing well at the plate. He went 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs. And the Jays had a couple of pitchers that were able to contribute as Kobe Paulson pitched 2 hitless innings, allowing no runs as well and 3 strikeouts. And Mason Pitts pitched 2 innings of 1-hit baseball, didn't allow a run and struck out a batter. The Jays stay undefeated in conference play. This was a good battle, but it saw the Hinton Blackhawks picking up a shutout win over MMCRU, a 4-0 win for Hinton last night, as Dawson Spies went, he ended up scoring 2 runs, reaching twice on walks. The Blackhawks were not credited with an RBI in the game, so we're telling you who scored anyway. Brady Dunkel, he went 1-for-3 with a run scored. Kaysen Boovy scored the other run. Logan Kempema, he was lights out on the mound, 2 hits, no runs. He struck out 8 batters in the complete game shutout. Parker Glassmaker went 1-for-3 for the Royals with a double. Also pitched pretty solidly on the hill, 3 2/3, no hits, no runs. He struck out 6. Caben Olsen went 1-for-2 with a double in the Royal loss. The Akron Westfield baseball team, they made quick work of South O'Brien, defeating the Wolverines 10-0 in 6 innings, as Nolan Lara went 2-for-3 with a double and 3 RBIs. Will Hartman homered in the game. He went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Bryce Hansen went 1-for-3. He doubled and drove in 2 runs. And the pitching was just as good for the Westerners, as Caleb Johnson pitched 5 innings, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out 9. Karsten Jacobson pitched the last inning. He allowed a hit, no runs, and struck out 2. The Remsen St. Mary's baseball team, they had no problem defeating Hartley Melvin Sanborn as well last night, 19-1 in 4 innings. Jay's Bunkers, he was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Dalton Klein had a double and drove in 2 runs. Titan Waldschmidt had 2 RBIs, and Brody Penning had a hit and drove in 2 runs as well. Jackson Schrader pitched a 4-inning shutout and no hit, or excuse me, 4-inning no hitter. He allowed 1 run and struck out 5 batters. The rest of the War Eagle Conference baseball scoreboard: Harris Lake Park shut down Sibley Ocheden 16-6 in 5 innings. West Sioux got past Trinity Christian 3-1. To the Western Valley Conference in baseball, where Kingsley Pearson rode the arm of Landon Howe to an 11-1 win over Lawton Brunson in 6 innings. Howe pitched all 6 innings, allowing 5 hits, a one run in the contest, and he struck out 7 batters to lead the Panthers, who are still undefeated in the Western Valley Conference, by the way, with just 1 more game to go before they can lock up the regular season conference title. Then in the Western Valley Conference as well, it was OABCIG dominating Westwood, a score of 25-1 in 5 innings, while Woodbury Central rolled past West Monona 15-1. You can check out all of those softball and baseball scores from yesterday. They're available right now on our website at KLAM1410.com. Well, yesterday, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association released their all-district girls soccer teams for the 2026 spring season, and a couple of Bulldog girls soccer athletes were well-recognized for their efforts on the pitch this year. Starting first on the offensive side, if you will, as Lamar's senior forward Maya Scove was named an all-district representative for the Bulldog girls soccer team. Scove led the Dogs in assists, tallying 6 of them this season. She was 3rd on the team in goals scored with 4 of them, and then when you factor that up into a point total, Scove led the team in points with 14 of them on the season. She was a certain leader for this Bulldog girls soccer team, and she certainly is a well honored with that all-district recognition. Joining her on the all-district team was her goalkeeper, and Grace Westhoff, the senior who pitched 5 shutouts in net this year for the Bulldogs, did allow 30 goals, and honestly, a lot of those came against Bishop Heal, and outside of that, she was pretty shut down. She had a save percentage of .831, really solid in net all season for the Bulldogs, and Coach Menka Mary always talked about how much she has improved all throughout the spring. And she certainly earned a all-district recognition from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. So once again, Grace Westhoff, a goalkeeper, and Maya Scove, forward for the Bulldog girls soccer team. They both earn all-district girls soccer recognition from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association, and that list came out yesterday. Well, let's take a look now at some other information that came out yesterday. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association, a new set of rankings that they released. And of course, if you'll recall correctly, these rankings are vitally important when it comes to seeding, especially for the state tournament, but also for district pairings. So we'll be paying attention to these rankings very closely, especially considering the 1A and 2A brackets are slated to come out next week. So these rankings are much more important as we get further along into the season. So let's take a look at the Class 1A rankings, where right now Coon Rapids Bayard leads the way as the number one team in the state. Martinsdale St. Mary's is ranked number two. St. Ansgar checks in at three. Newman Catholic is at four. And South Winnesheek is ranked number five. Also in the top 10 for the first time this year, we have one of our area teams ranked in baseball, and that'd be the Galen Catholic Jays. They are ranked number 9 in Class 1A. They entered the week at 14-3 and 6-0 in the Wrigell Conference. Well, they just picked up a win last night as well, so they continue to roll and certainly getting some good recognition. One more spot, and the Jays could be looking at the number 1 overall seed in their sub-state once the postseason begins in a few weeks. Also, receiving votes in Class 1A. We find the MMCRU Royals for the first time this year. Although they've taken their lumps here the last couple of games, they are still recognized as a top 15 team in the state. Joining them there is Remsen St. Mary's, both of them earning recognition from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association, just outside of the top 10 in Class 1A. Over to Class 2A, where Pleasantville is number 1, Roland Story number 2, Iowa City Regina's at 3, West Lyon 4, Beckman Catholic is at number 5, Unity Christian is receiving recognition as well. They are ranked number 8 in Class 2A. Then in Class 3A, Wallert Catholic is number 1, Marion at 2, MOC Floyd Valley ranked number 3, Seidel 4, Solon is at 5, and Bishop Heelan comes in ranked number 7. Then in Class 4A, Sioux City East continues to be the number 1 team in the state. Indianola at 2, Cedar Rapids Prairie 3, Pleasant Valley 4, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy's at 5. Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln, the Lynx, continue to receive votes just outside of the top 10 in Class 4A. You can check out those Baseball Coaches Association rankings in their entirety on our website at KLAM1410.com. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. It's chock full, of course, of softball and baseball. Let's start in the Missouri for Activities Conference in softball, where our doubleheader for you tonight brings you Lamar's Community at Sioux City North. Again, coverage starts right after our 5 o'clock news. Also in the MRAC in softball, Bishop Heelan is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Sioux City East is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. And Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Sioux City West. In the Wrigell Conference in softball, MMCRU is at Harris Lake Park tonight. Remsen St. Mary's is at Trinity Christian. And Emmitsburg is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. To the Western Valley Conference in softball, where Kingsley Pearson is at Sioux Central, Boyer Valley is at OABCIG, Cherokee's at Woodbury Central, Newell Fonda at Ridgeview, and MVAOCOU is at East Sac County. To the baseball schedule in the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's Community also at Sioux City North of the baseball side, Bishop Heelan's at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, Sioux City East at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, and Sioux City West is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. To the Wrigell Conference in baseball, where Remsen St. Mary's is at Trinity Christian tonight, Northeast Union is at Harris Lake Park, and Emmitsburg is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Then to the Western Valley Conference in baseball, this will be a great one at Stevens Field in Kingsley. Akron Westfield at Kingsley Pearson. Going to be fun to see how those two do against one another. Cherokee's also at Woodbury Central tonight. It's AHSTW at MVAOCOU tonight. Alta Aurelia's at Ridgeview, West Monona at Westwood, and OABCIG is at Woodbine. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLAM1410.com. Better yet, you can follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLAM Sports on Twitter. And don't forget to tune in tonight to some high school softball. Lamar is at Sioux City North. Our coverage starts after the 5 o'clock news right here on KLAM Radio. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.